Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham in our operations area. This is your 5 p.m. update for Hurricane Henri. Latest information, the winds have stayed the same from our previous forecast, 75 miles an hour. One change we do have is still moving north-northeast, but now at 18 miles an hour. So as advertised, has sped up slightly. Let's start off looking at that satellite view here. Here's the center of the storm. We see some convection around it, but not the typical large amounts of convection that we have seen. But, you know, we'll start seeing how that does overnight. We're going to get an aircraft in there later this evening and start continuing to look at that structure and make sure we fix the center and get that information to you. That really helps out with the forecast. You can see some of the breathing, so to speak, those upper-level clouds, the cirrus clouds coming out the top. So a healthy storm, definitely packing a punch when it comes to the winds. And one thing that's interesting, you're already getting some of these bands out ahead of it and some rain, some tropical rain out ahead of this hurricane that we're actually seeing on radar as well. So places like Atlantic City, places like Trenton, Philadelphia, getting some of these tropical showers already in some of these areas. And that's just a preview of things to come as we start really getting this storm closer and closer to the coastline. Let's look at the updated forecast. This is brand new, not much change associated with this forecast. You can see where we are right here at 5 p.m. going along with the timing overnight tonight. We're starting to get closer and closer to Long Island, some of those impacts around Long Island, Massachusetts, Connecticut, where we've got that hurricane warning. Really looking at the high winds here, an area in red for New York, Long Island, Connecticut, Rhode Island, parts of Massachusetts as well, getting some of those high winds. But remember, it's really not just about that center point. If you look at the expanse of these winds, 130 to 140 miles out from the center on the east side, and not so much on the northwest side, but we'll see how that evolves with time. But a large area, let's carry this on forward. You can see why we have that tropical storm warning on both ends of that hurricane warning, because it's not just about the center. It's a large area of winds we're going to have to watch out for. So with time overnight, in the morning hours, you're going to be right about here, and that's the expanse of those tropical storm force winds out ahead. They should arrive in the morning. So early morning hours, 7, 8, 9 o'clock, you're going to start seeing those tropical storm force winds, especially in those rain bands, start to get really close to Long Island and then stretch further inland with time. And then we start to slow down. We talked about the storm speeding up a little bit, and then we start seeing some of these dots a little closer together. The closer they are together, the slower the storm. And that's just going to compound some of the issues associated with the rainfall. And the brand new map that we have from the Weather Prediction Center, looking at some of that rainfall, there's some big values here. You start looking at Hartford, you start looking at western portions of Connecticut, where you can get 6 to 10 inches of rain, portions of Long Island also getting a significant rainfall. And that could lead to some flooding and, you know, saturated soils. Fred came across here, saturated the soils. Now we're going to put more rainfall on here, and that's going to knock down some trees and some big time power issues. So be careful out there, treacherous travel, and after the storm, be careful with the generators, because we'll have these significant power outages. Generators could be particularly dangerous. Make sure you have those outside, away from the house. Storm surge as well, same forecast as we've been talking about, 3 to 5 feet from Nantucket Sound back to Long Island Sound. So we'll keep you posted here from the National Hurricane Center. It's been the latest update.